This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Delhi worth over 12,200 crore rupees. The key focus of the slew of projects is to enhance regional connectivity and ensure ease of travel. Mr. Modi also inaugurated a 13-kilometer stretch of the Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor between Sahibabad and New Ashok Nagar. The Prime Minister undertook a ride in Namo Bharat train, a 2.8-kilometer stretch between Janakpuri and Krishna Park of the Delhi Metro Phase 4 was also inaugurated on the occasion. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the new state-of-the-art building for the Central Ayurveda Research Institute at Rohini. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi highlighted that India's metro network has now reached 1,000 kilometers and lauded it as a remarkable achievement. Mr. Modi noted that over the past 10 years, India has become the third largest country in the world in terms of metro rail network. He emphasized that during the current tenure of their government, India will have the second largest metro network in the world. Later, Prime Minister Modi addressed a rally at Swarn Jayanti Park in Rohini. Speaking at the rally, Mr. Modi accused the AAP-ruled Delhi government of wasting a decade fighting with the centre. He urged the people of the city to give the BJP an opportunity to turn the national capital into a city of the future. Mr. Modi said the next 25 years are crucial for the development of Delhi. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval will meet his US counterpart Jake Sullivan in New Delhi today. There will be extensive discussions including matters related to critical and emerging technology, ICET, and other bilateral issues during the National Security Advisor's meeting. Briefing media last week, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the relationship between India and the US is extensive, with continuous and detailed discussions taking place between both sides. He added that although the current US administration is nearing the end of its term, the strength of this relationship is evident in such exchanges and visits during this period. During his visit, Mr. Sullivan will meet with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. He is also scheduled to visit Indian Institute of Technology, Delhi. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar yesterday inaugurated the National Cadet Corps NCC Republic Day Camp 2025 in Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President said no country can grow unless its citizens are deeply committed to nationalism. The Bangladesh government cancelled a gazette allowing 50 judicial officials to take part in training courses in National Judicial Academy, Bhopal, and a State Judicial Academy in India. The Ministry of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs of Bangladesh yesterday issued a circular regarding it. In the US, the huge winter storm that could bring the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures is over a decade. In over a decade, with tens of millions of Americans expected to be affected. The storm, which started in the middle of the U.S., will move east in the next couple of days, the National Weather Service, NWS, said. AccuWeather forecast also said this could lead to the coldest January from the U.S. since 2011. It added that temperatures that are well below historical average could linger for a week. A state of emergency has been declared in Kentucky, Virginia, Kansas, Arkansas, and Missouri, and parts of U.S. unaccustomed to severe cold. And that's the end of this news bulletin.